Today, February 6th, 2006, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
Hi, I'm Marty Sklar, the creative head of Walt Disney Imagineering. Here at Imagineering, we have a little secret that helps us make magic at our theme parks. 10 little rules that have become known as Mickey's 10 Commandments. You've probably never heard of them, but they're our Bible for creating magic. Stay tuned after our break, and I'll share them with you.
Don't go away. Part 2 of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
Welcome back. The first commandment is to know your audience, who you're talking to. I think that's fundamental. The second one is to wear your guest shoes. This goes back to the very earliest design of Disneyland. Walt used to tell the designers to go down to Disneyland at least every other week. Watch what people do. Get in line just like they do. Another key is to organize the flow of people. That's one of the things that the old amusement parks did not do. They were chaos. So at Disneyland, where everybody is funneled down Main Street, right away you're having the same experience. And I think telling a story, it's the same thing. You have to organize the way your ideas are communicated to people. The next tip also helps keep people moving smoothly. Create a weenie. That's Walt's term. A weenie is a beckoning finger, like a hot dog on a stick, a visual magnet. We use it all the time. The castle at the end of Main Street, the rocket in Tomorrowland says, come this way. As a writer, I hate to say this, but the visual is so overpowering. You have to be literate in a visual sense. It's really important because the pictures are so powerful. So the fifth commandment is communicate with visual literacy. Number six is avoid overload. Create turn-ons. This particularly applied to Epcot. We wanted to make sure we didn't lose people by throwing too much information at them. So we tell the story of energy, but we put it in the middle of dinosaurs. We wanted to get people excited about learning more. Tell one story at a time. You can lose people pretty quickly if you let them out of your story. Everything in our parks is designed to tell a single story in sequence. While telling that story, we need to avoid contradictions, maintain identity. This is one of the things our senior designer, John Hench, used to tell me all the time. If you look at Town Square at Disneyland, the buildings don't compete with one another. They're friendly. At Disneyland, they're not shouting for attention. It's harmonious. An ounce of treatment, a ton of treat. This is another piece of what we try to do in almost everything, particularly if it's an information show. People come to Disney parks for entertainment first and foremost. Mission Space is a very good recent example where there's a lot of information and we end up with a ton of treat at the end, the ride. The last commandment, but not the least, is maintain it. This is so important in the parks. If a building has peeling paint, it looks like you're out of business. We get letters all the time if the public sees something they don't like or that isn't up to Disney standards. We've elevated those standards so high that everything has to be perfect. I hope Mickey's Ten Commandments will inspire people to think a little bit about how they might apply this to their own work, whatever it is. They've certainly helped us create Disney magic. Thanks for watching.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com. To watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time!